On today's show, German automakers and regulators are gearing up for a war over electric cars. Ford wants your car to steer clear of any accident. And did you know that Bob Lutz is a fanatic for making model cars and planes? All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. There's a big battle brewing between German automakers and the German government, and it all has to do with electric cars. Germany's Ministry for the Environment wants to establish specific quotas for how many electric cars that automakers have to sell in the country. Specifically, 8% of their sales would have to be EVs by 2018, 10% by 2019, and 12% by 2020. There's also a credit scheme, so those who miss the targets can buy credits, for now. Actually, this is the law that China wants to establish, and the German Environmental Ministry wants to copy it. Needless to say, German automakers are not pleased with this talk. BMW sells the most plug-ins and electrics of any German automaker. So far this year, they account for less than one-half of 1% of its sales in Germany. That means BMW would have to increase those sales 18-fold in the next 2 years and keep on increasing them after that. Yesterday, BMW warned investors that its profit margins are dropping in part because of all the money it's investing to develop electric cars and plug-ins. Meanwhile, the U.S. government is going to build charging stations for electric cars that will create 48 corridors that will cover 25,000 miles and run through 35 states. The Obama administration is moving to implement the program, which is part of a congressional mandate from an infrastructure bill that was enacted last year. So here's my Autoline insight on all this. When the German and the Chinese and the American governments start pushing heavily for electric cars and a supporting infrastructure, you know what's going to happen. Now, personally, I think these sales quotas are insane and will prove almost impossible to meet, even with the credit scheme. It's not the goals that are the problem, it's the timeline. And government regulators better beware that they could seriously damage the automotive industry by pushing too far, too fast. Still to come, Ford wants your car to automatically steer clear if it sees a crash coming.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Yesterday, we showed you lighting technology that Ford's developing, but the automaker is also working to help drivers avoid collisions. It's aiming to come out with what it calls evasive steering assist. The system uses radar and a camera to figure out if a crash might happen. It will provide a warning in the instrument cluster and can apply the brakes. But if the driver decides to steer around the object, the system will kick in and provide steering assist. The system will deactivate if or when the driver turns in the opposite direction, so they're not fighting against it. In future versions, Ford wants the technology to give input on which way to swerve based on available space. Ford also hopes to have evasive steering out in the next couple of years. We all know that Bob Lutz was a Marine Corps fighter pilot and that he played major executive roles at General Motors, BMW, Ford, and Chrysler. But did you know he's an avid model maker? He especially likes to make models of World War II fighter aircraft. So when he wanted to make a model of his VLF Destino, he had to get a little creative. Here he is explaining a little bit about his model car.
Okay, this is a Matchbox Fisker Karma, and what I did is I ground off or sanded off, I think filed off the Fisker grill, and then rescored it and painted in the Destino grill and the two brake openings, modified the back, put the VLF emblems on, 4.5. It's not quite finished because I didn't do the carbon fiber roof, which is something that I have to double back on. But at any rate, it is a tiny little matchbox size model of a VLF Destino, the only one in existence.
Bob was in our studio yesterday for Autoline After Hours, along with a full-size Destino. He talked about that project, but he also shared his thoughts on the latest developments in the automotive industry and his comments on autonomous cars and how they're going to transform the auto industry are fascinating and scary. You can watch that show right now on our website, autoline.tv, or find it on our YouTube channel. Coming up next, Mark Fields explains why data analytics could be a big business opportunity for the Ford Motor Company.
Lear Kinexis is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
When it comes to autonomous and connected cars, there's a battle between automakers and tech companies over who gets to collect the data that they create. That's because the kind of information coming in and out of autonomous cars is perfect for big data analysis, meaning it could be worth a fortune. On Autoline this week, we're joined by the CEO of the Ford Motor Company, Mark Fields, and he discussed how big data will reshape the company in the future.
One of the things that we're placing a lot of emphasis on, John, is data and analytics. And we've actually grown our data and analytics groups. By the end of this year, we'll have over 600 professionals, and we're going to grow that considerably over the next number of years. Because when you think about not only how we run our manufacturing plants and how our plants and our robots get sensors on them to be connected to the Internet of Things, you can have a lot of predictive maintenance. You can be a lot more efficient in your plants and also improve quality, reduce costs. But then when you think about as our vehicles become part of the Internet of Things, as we expand modems in all of our vehicles, and as customers choose and opt in to share that data with us, that opens up a huge opportunity to satisfy customers in new ways and also at the same time create new businesses. And that's why I think when I joined this industry over 27 years ago, we were a manufacturing company. Today, we're a manufacturing and a technology company. And I believe going forward, we are going to be a manufacturing, technology, and an information company. Because when you look at the type of data and using analytics, you're going from hindsight to insight to foresight. And that foresight where you can not only predict what's going on in your operations, but foresight on how to satisfy customers better before they even know it, I think is a huge opportunity for us as a business.
Mark Field shares a lot more great insight into the Ford Motor Company in that show, and you can watch it right now on our YouTube channel or at autoline.tv. And that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend, and we will be right back here again on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.